Illinois' bicentennial year is the perfect time to celebrate the state's contributions to sports history. With the NCAA crowning its football champion in early January and the NFL its champion in early February, the history of college and professional football is a great place to begin that celebration. Long before there were championship bowl games and NFL Super Bowls, Illinois teams dominated college and professional football gridirons. In the early days of college football, no team was as powerful as the University of Chicago Maroons. At the founding of the NFL, no team was more important to the league's survival and success than the Chicago Bears. In 1892, Amos Alonzo Stagg began a 41-year tenure as football coach at the University of Chicago. A great innovator, he introduced everything from the huddle and uniform numbers to the backfield shift, the reverse, and the lateral pass. The legendary Notre Dame coach Newt Rockne once said that all football comes from Stagg. While his teams won 227 games and 7 Big Ten championships, no Stagg team was as dominant as his 1905 Maroons. Generally recognized at the time as the nation's top college football team, the 1905 Maroons were undefeated in 11 games, shut out their opponents 10 times, and outscored them 271-5. When the College Football Hall of Fame was founded in 1951, Amos Alonzo Stagg was among the first inductees of football legends that included Walter Camp, Pops Warner, and Newt Rockne. In 1919, after playing football at the University of Illinois, Chicago native George Halas decided to risk a career in professional football, even though the game wasn't popular at the time. First as a player, then as a coach, and eventually as an owner, he spent 50 years in professional football. He was one of the founding fathers of the National Football League and was the winningest coach in the NFL at the time of his retirement. During his long coaching career with the Chicago Bears, Halas' teams won 324 games and 6 NFL titles. The legendary players that Halas coached ranged from the galloping ghost Red Grange, who played his college football at the University of Illinois, to Mike Ditka, who went on to become the Bears' head coach and led the team to their only Super Bowl victory. In the early 1940s, Halas Bears, dubbed the Midway Monsters, dominated the NFL, winning 4 league championships in a span from 1940 to 1946. His 1940 Bears are considered one of the greatest teams in NFL history. In the league's championship game, the Bears, led by future Hall of Fame quarterback Sid Luckman, overwhelmed Sammy Baugh and the Washington Redskins 73-0. In 1963, George Halas, now affectionately known as Papa Bear, was an inductee in the first class elected to the Professional Football Hall of Fame. That class also included his former players, Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski. In that same year, Halas coached his Chicago Bears to the NFL championship with a 14-10 upset victory over a New York Giants team led by future Hall of Famers Y.A. Tittle and Frank Gifford. When George Halas died in 1983, the NFL named the trophy awarded annually to the National Football Conference champion after the legendary Bears owner. The current generation of Bears players honor him by wearing his initials, GSH, on the sleeves of their uniforms. It's been nearly 100 years since Halas convinced a newly formed struggling football organization to call itself the National Football League, then changed his team's name from the Chicago Staleys to the Chicago Bears in gratitude to the Cubs for letting his team play at Wrigley Field. Today, no figure looms as large as George Halas in transforming a misfit game into arguably the most popular sport in America. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU Radio.